Section 120 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Clauser, read for LibriVox.org by Betsy Bush, in Marquette, Michigan, July 2007. Striking similes. Theories sprouted in his mind like mushrooms. There is an air about you like the air that folds a star. There, like a bird, it sits and sings. There seemed to brood in the air a quiet benevolence of a father watching his myriad children at play. There she soars like a seraph. There she stood, straight as a lily on its stem. There slowly rose to sight a country like a dragon fast asleep. There streamed into the air the sweet smell of crushed grass, as though many fields had been pressed between giants' fingers and so had been left. These eyes, like stars, have led me. These final words snapped like a whiplash. These thoughts pierced me like thorns. They are as cruel as creeping tigers. They are as white foam on the swept sands. They are as white swans in the dusk, thy white hands. They are painted sharp as death. They broke into pieces and fell on the ground like a silvery, shimmering shower of hail. They dropped like panthers. They fly like spray. They had hands like claws. They had slipped away like visions. They have as many principles as a fish has bones. They have faces like flowers. They hurried down like plovers that have heard the call. They look like rosebuds filled with snow. They seem like swarming flies, a crowd of little men. They seemed like floating flowers. They shine as sweet as simple doves. They stand like solitary mountain forms on some hard, perfectly transparent day. They vanished like the shapes that float upon a summer's dream. Thick as wind-blown leaves innumerable. Thickly the flakes drive past, each like a childish ghost. Thine eyes like two twin stars shining. This life is like a bubble blown up in the air. This love that dwells like moonlight in your face. This thought is as death. This tower rose in the sunset like a prayer. Those ancestral themes, past which so many generations have slept, like sea-going winds over pastures. Those death-like eyes unconscious of the sun. Those eyelids folded like a white rose leaf. Those eyes like bridal beacons shine. Thou art to me but as a wave of the wild sea. Thou as heaven art fair and young. Thou hast a voice whose sound was like the sea. Thou must wither like a rose. Thou shalt be as free as mountain winds. Thou wouldst weep tears bitter as blood. Though bright as silver, the meridian beams shine. Though thou be black as night, thoughts vague as the fitful breeze. Three-cornered notes fly about like butterflies. Through the forest, like a fairy dream through some dark mind, the ferns in branching beauty stream. Through the moonlit trees, like ghosts of sounds haunting the moonlight, stole the faint tinkle of a guitar. Through the riot of his senses, like a silver blaze, ran the legend. Thy beauty, like a beast, it bites. Thy brown, benignant eyes have sudden gleams of gladness and surprise, like woodland brooks that cross a sunlit spot. Thy carven columns must have grown by magic, like a dream in stone. Thy favors are but like the wind that kisses everything it meets. Thy heart is light as a leaf of a tree. Thy name burns like a gray and flickering candle flame. Thy name will be as honey on men's lips, till death like sleep might steal on me, till he melted like a cloud in the silent summer heaven. Time drops in decay like a candle burnt out. Time, like a pulse, shakes fierce to drag life on, which, like a heavy chain, lengthens behind with many a link of pain. To forsake, as the trees drop their leaves in autumn, toys with smooth trifles like a child at play, transitory as clouds without substance, transparent like a shining sun. Tree and shrub altered their values and became transmuted to silver sentinels. Trees that spread their forked boughs like a stag's antlers, trembling like an aspen leaf. Truths which forever shine as fixed stars, turning easily and securely as on a perfect axle. End of section 120 of 15,000 Useful Phrases. This recording is in the public domain.